Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and thus in the universe family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, same website. You'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the homepage, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text on our show, comment, ask questions, or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support. We thank you for sharing gems of truth with others. We have selected verses and paragraphs on this topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book. And that revelation was given around AD 1935. It's in modern American English, and it allows our seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read these powerful verses. All reflective truth-seeking humans on this planet will find some value from these readings. It's freely available online. There's no copyright because only humans can hold a copyright, and this revelation was given by superhumans, so it's fully in the public domain. And so it allows us to then share portions of it wisely with others. In addition to our regular one-hour podcast, I'm now starting a series of short 15-minute podcasts on concentrated advanced spiritual truths. And here we will do our first one, which is Resurrected Jesus Powerfully Teaches His Purpose and Living Gospel When He Was Walking with the Two Brothers on the Road to Emmaus. This is Easter Sunday afternoon, April 9th, AD 30. Okay, I'll begin. Now, we're reading in the Urantia Book. This is paper 190, section 5, paragraph 1. At Emmaus, about 7 miles west of Jerusalem, there lived two brothers, shepherds, who had spent the Passover week in Jerusalem attending upon the sacrifices, ceremonials, and feasts. Cleopas, the elder, was a partial believer in Jesus. At least he had been cast out of the synagogue. His brother Jacob was not a believer, although he was much intrigued by what he had heard about the Master's teachings and works. Paragraph 2. On this Sunday afternoon, about 3 miles out of Jerusalem, and a few minutes before 5 o'clock, as these two brothers trudged along the road to Emmaus, they talked in great earnestness about Jesus, his teachings, work, and more especially concerning the rumors that his tomb was empty, and that certain of the women had talked with him. Cleopas was half a mind to believe these reports, but Jacob was insistent that the whole affair was probably a fraud. While they thus argued and debated as they made their way toward home, the Urantia, that's the soul form, the Urantia manifestation of Jesus, his seventh appearance in soul form, came alongside them as they journeyed on. Cleopas had often heard Jesus teach and had eaten with him at the homes of Jerusalem believers on several occasions. But he did not recognize the Master even when he spoke freely with them. Paragraph 3. After walking a short way with them, Jesus said, quote, "What were the words you exchanged so earnestly as they came upon you?" Unquote. When Jesus had spoken, they stood still and viewed him with sad surprise. Said Cleopas, quote, "Can it be that you sojourn in Jerusalem, know not the things which have recently happened?" Then asked the Master, "What things?" Cleopas replied, "If you do not know about these matters concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in word and in deed before God and all the people, the chief priest and our rulers delivered him up to the Romans and demanded that they crucify him. Now many of us had hoped that it was he who would deliver Israel from the yoke of the Gentiles. But that is not all. It is now the third day since he was crucified, and certain women have this day amazed us by declaring that very early this morning they went to his tomb and found it empty. And these same women insist that
They talked with this man. They maintain he has risen from the dead. And when the women reported this to the men, two of his apostles ran to the tomb and likewise found it empty. Unquote. And here Jacob interrupted his brother to say, quote, but they did not see Jesus. Unquote. Now I add, in the Bible, there are no words remembered of resurrected Jesus Christ's powerful statement of his gospel. In Luke chapter 17, verse 27, it only states, quote, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Unquote. That refers to his talk with the two brothers on the road to Emmaus. I add, here is revealed what Jesus actually said. Freely share this, as this is fully in the public domain, no copyright. Here are Jesus' actual, powerful, spirit-transforming, living words. This is one of my favorite paragraphs from the 2097-page Urantia book, The Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth. All right, this is now paragraph 4. As they walked along, Jesus said to them, quote, how slow you are to comprehend the truth. When you tell me that it is about the teachings and work of this man that you have your discussions, then may I enlighten you, since I am more than familiar with these teachings. Do not remember that this Jesus always taught that his kingdom was not of this world, and that all men, that's all humans, men and women, that all men, being the sons of God, should find liberty and freedom in the spiritual joy of the fellowship of the brotherhood of loving service in this new kingdom of the truth of the Heavenly Father's love? Do you not recall how the Son of Man proclaimed the salvation of God for all men, ministering to the sick and afflicted, and setting free those who were bound by fear and enslaved by evil? Do you not know that this man of Nazareth told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, be delivered up to his enemies, who would put him to death, and that he would arise on the third day? Have you not been told all this? And have you never read in the scriptures concerning this day of salvation for Jew and Gentile, where it states that in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed, that he will hear the cry of the needy and save the souls of the poor who seek him, that all nations shall call him blessed, that such a deliverer shall be as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, that he will feed the flock like a true shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms and tenderly carrying them in his bosom, that he will open the eyes of the spiritually blind and bring the prisoners of despair out into full liberty and light, that all who sit in darkness shall see the great light of eternal salvation, that he will bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives of sin, and open up the prison to those who are enslaved by fear and bound by evil, that he will comfort those who mourn and bestow upon them the joy of salvation in the place of sorrow and heaviness, that he shall be the desire of all nations and the everlasting joy of those who seek righteousness, that this Son of Truth and Righteousness shall rise upon the world with healing light and saving power, even that he will save his people from their sins, that he will really seek and save those who are lost, that he will not destroy the weak, but minister salvation to all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that those who believe in him shall have eternal life, that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, that this Spirit of truth shall be in each believer a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Did you not understand how great was the gospel, the kingdom which this man delivered to you? Do you not perceive how great a salvation has come upon you? End quote. Powerful, powerful words from Jesus. So I add, thank you, a loving and merciful sovereign Savior, Jesus Christ, always here in spirit and living in the souls of all truth seekers and living truth finders. Reading on to paragraph 5, this is on page 2035 in the original printing of the Urantia book, single column. By this time, they had come near to the village where these brothers dwelt. Not a word had these two men spoken since Jesus began to teach them as they walked along the way. Soon they drew up in front of their humble dwelling place, and Jesus was about to take leave of them, going on down the road. But they constrained him to come in and abide with them. They insisted that it was near nightfall, and that he tarry with them. Finally, Jesus consented, and very soon after they went into the house, they sat down to eat. They gave him the bread to bless, and as he began to break in hand to them, their eyes were opened, and Cleopas recognized that their guest was the master himself. And when he said, quote, "It is the master," unquote, the Marantia, soul form Jesus, vanished from their sight. Paragraph 6. And then they said, the one to the other, "No wonder our hearts burned within us as he spoke to us while we walked along the road, and while he opened up to our understanding the teachings of the scriptures." Paragraph 7. They would not stop to eat. They had seen the Marantia master, and they rushed from the house, hastening back to Jerusalem to spread the good news of the risen Savior. Paragraph 8. About 9 o'clock that evening, just before the master appeared to the 10, these two excited brothers broke in upon the apostles in the upper chamber, declaring that they had seen Jesus and talked with him. And they told all that Jesus had said to them, and how they had not discovered who he was until the time of the breaking of the bread. That concludes this section here. And even though they told everything that Jesus told to them, as best as they could remember, apparently the New Testament wasn't written until several decades later. It might have been anywhere from A.D. 40 to A.D. 90. And everything was forgotten about. There's nothing in the Bible of the powerful words said by Jesus. But we're thankful for this fifth epical revelation of truth, which has restored all the actual words of Jesus. And as I've said before, in the Christian Bible, there's about 800,000 words in the whole Bible. And if you have a red letter edition, you'll see that Jesus only spoke about 1,024 unique words in red letters. So that means only one part out of 800, 1,000 out of 800,000, one part out of 800 is the actual words of Jesus as remembered. And the other 799 parts are words from humans. And one reason that Jesus came down to earth was that the Old Testament was inadequate to portray the true loving nature of God. In the Old Testament, you have a God of wrath and vengeance who wants to destroy for the slightest error, and judgmental, and unforgiving, stern, and even worse. But now, we have the supernal gift of the fifth epical revelation of truth, the Urantia book. The last part, 4, in this book is on the life and teachings of our Master Jesus Christ. It has 725 pages on him. And then in the rest of the book, in the first 3 parts, there's about 300 pages on the nature of Jesus. So of this 2,097-page book, we have roughly half of it is on the nature, life, and teachings of Jesus Christ. And so if you're a Christian, most Christians want to start reading in part 4 right away. And if not, you might want to start reading in some other part, anything that's according to your interest or expertise. There's a table of contents that's about 55 pages long, and so you can go through there and find something of interest and start reading at that point. It is public domain, of course. Once or twice per week, I'll try to do one of these real short, powerful podcasts on deep, eternal spiritual truths. God bless you all. Thank you.